Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Oh, hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. Oh, thank you, ma'am. My first question to you would be, ma'am, we would like to go ahead and know is, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something different?
Female.
Okay, moving on. My other question to you would be, ma'am, is what was your year of your birth?
96.
Okay, moving on, ma'am. Are you registered to vote or you're not registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Okay. All right. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well, in general, do you feel negative or positive about the future of the planet?
I don't really get myself into that. I don't know.
Oh, well, you can choose between negative and positive. Okay.
I say positive.
Okay, what about your own future? Do you feel negative or positive about that?
A future?
Yes, your own future?
Yes, positive.
What about the future of the country? Do you feel negative or positive about that?
I'll say negative.
Okay, and moving on, ma'am. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? I want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
I'll say 5.5.
Okay. Well, of the following issues, ma'am, which three of the following are most important to you? I have immigration, healthcare, gun violence, racism and discrimination, national security, economy, student loans, climate change, crime, mental health, education, abortion access. You could choose up to three.
Okay. Gun violence. What else you say? I'm sorry.
Sure. I have immigration, healthcare, racism and discrimination, national security, economy, and
racism.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll just go and find it, racism, and I heard another one.
Yes, we have we have national security, economy, and cost of living, student loans, climate change, crime, mental health,
cost of living. Cost of living.
Cost of living. Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? We have work-life balance, your education, relationships, economic security, caring for senior family members. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most? I have work-life balance, your education, relationships, economic security, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, advancing in your career, contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health. Any three?
I'll say mental health. Sorry, the car kind of flip out. Okay, I say mental health. You said something about your living.
Yes. Are you're driving by any chance, friends?
No, I'm walking. It's just a lot of car.
Oh, okay, no problem. All right, you said mental health, and you also mentioned improving or maintaining physical health. I have advancing your career. Which one, ma'am?
Yes, and that one too.
Oh, okay, ma'am. All right. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know which of the following traits are most important to your identity. You can choose up to three. You have your sexual orientation, your personality, your profession, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your spiritual religious belief. I'm sorry?
I'll do those three. The last three besides the first one.
Oh, okay. I have your personality, your profession, being a member of your racial ethnic group?
Yes.
Oh, okay, ma'am. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You can choose up to two. I have dread, anger, disappointment, hope, happiness, pride, exhaustion.
I said anger, happiness, and hope.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am. We would like to know, as well, is which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? For example, the first one says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Any three of those that stand out the most to you?
I'll say the first one, the third one, and the fifth.
Oh, you can only choose one, ma'am.
Oh, the first one, then.
Okay,
you said three.
No problem. Okay, ma'am. Well, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? For example, your state government, do you feel that it affects you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
Okay. What about President Biden? Do you feel it affects you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. What about the Supreme Court? Do you feel it affects you
a
lot? Hello, ma'am? Hello?
Okay.